Blog Talk Radio.
Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Waking up, thanking God. Every day is feeling just like Sunday. White is fly, by my side. Green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams. Just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise. What's in the water, got you acting like this. Ain't a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Playing cards, laughing hard. Barbecue and waking up the whole block. Music loud, turning out. Little kids are breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good. And every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. Ain't a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed.
Thank you.
Listen, I understand it's not for the weak, amen, but at the end of the day, thank God for you all, amen, because at the end of the day, you're right, I'm ready. How bad do you want it? Because I'm telling you, trust me when I say this, Pastor, telling you, it takes sacrifice to attain the things of God. You know, listen, you know, especially where I'm at in my life right now and my walk in relationship with him, it didn't get over here by night. It just ain't. You see them on Sunday mornings, or you see someone on Sunday mornings, and that's what you did, and you believe they live a good life. No, no, no. This is behind the scene. Behind the scene is more work than you see and when you see an individual, because at the end of the day, it takes work. It takes sacrifice. It takes beating your flesh, putting it under suggestion, for God can begin to release things in your spirit, and you can begin to walk in things into the natural. This is why many are called and few are chosen, because at the end of the day, and this is why I tell everyone, if it was that easy, everyone be into a place with God that we decide that we will love to be in. But I'm telling you, it's not that easy. Amen. Fighting against your flesh, your own self-will, I'm telling you, it's not an easy battle at all. Amen. Trust me, I know many of you that you are sacrificing right now. You would love to just go ahead and continue and go ahead and get your sleep. But trust me, payday when it comes, it's going to be a blessing to you. And this is what it has to take. Amen. Paul, you know, the Bible will put it as this: prayer without ceasing. Prayer without ceasing. And this is what many of you, you got to bombard heaven to get where you want. You have to sacrifice. You have to pull. It's just like, my God, the man of God wrestled with the angel. I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. I could care less if I come out with a limp. I could come out with an issue. But I'm not going to let you go unless you bless me. Amen. Somebody need to go ahead and say that and say, look, man, I ain't going to let the Lord go until I get what I need. I get what I want. This time, you done came so far, and this time you are not going to let things go in the spirit realm until you cross all the way over. This time you're not going to come close, amen, then pull away and walk away and begin to, my God, touch the things of God. Then you have not made it all the way over. Somebody need to say, this time, I'm not going to get too close to my blessing and don't actually go in or actually go all the way over. This time, when I get close to it, I'm going all the way in. This time, I'm going all the way to see it, what? Finish. I'm finishing it this time. I'm not going to start a race without finishing. Amen. Amen. Let's get that. Let's get on into it. Amen. Let's get into our prayer moment today, amen, as we begin to engage into the things of the spirit, and we begin to engage into the steps of the things of the spirit. Now we need to pray, amen, for consistency. Consistency is the number one thing that knocking people out of the way, amen. It's really kind of stopping you, knocking you out the way. You are not finishing because of consistency. Everyone start off strong. Everyone start off with good good intentions. Everyone start off with the will, amen, mentally. They already driven themselves mentally. They already pushing themselves, and they don't made up their mind at the beginning. This is what I'm going to do. I'm not going to stop. I'm going to keep pushing. Y'all hear me? Consistency, amen, is the number one key that is stopping individual. And this is what the enemy sit back and wait on people, amen, to pretty much run out of steam. He's a very patient entity. He is a very patient spirit. And what he does, he'll just let you start off with your burst, start off with your run, start off with your drive, start off with all this good stuff, and he will sit back and try to wear you down. And eventually, and we already know, sometimes in the beginning, in the middle of the year, going towards close to the end of the year, it's almost like we run out of steam. It's almost like we run out of steam, but this time we ain't going to happen. Amen. Why are we not going to happen? Because why? Once you learn who you are, you begin to accept who you are, and you begin to put things in place. Y'all hear me? Put things in place because you know who you are. Y'all hear me? If you're an individual that knows that consistency is something is not your strong suit, you begin to ask the Lord, I need accountability partner. I need things in my life going to hold me accountable. Amen. When I begin to slack off, hold me accountable. When I begin to drift off, hold me accountable. See, there's nothing wrong with having accountability of partners. Amen. See, this is the thing. We cannot be in the place, I don't want no one to tell me what to do, how to do it, this there, that there. You ain't going to, you know, we cannot be looking at somebody just trying to get on us all the time and different things. When you get accountable, ability partner or the spirit of the Lord begin to hold you accountable, you got to count it all joy, because what that is, that's that structure that you've been built up, because it holds you accountable according to the word of God. Pastor, you got to talk to me this morning. What is the word of God? Question is, what did the Lord told you about you in your life? And now whatever the Lord told you, that is what God's going to begin to hold you accountable for, or what you're going to begin to ask the Lord, hold me accountable to it. You told me I'm blessed. I'm finna go ahead and get in this race, and I'm finna run, and you're gonna hold me. Holy Ghost, hold me accountable, because I need to see the blessing. I need to see everything. I don't know about you, but I've been venting yesterday. I was venting for a little bit yesterday. I said, God, we in the time. I said, God, we in the time, and if that's what I have to do every morning, 3 a.m., 2 a.m., 4 a.m., 5 a.m., to get up in the morning to pray, to seek you, bombard heaven, because we're in a time to, at the end of the day, the people had a good talk. They done been preached to. They done been talked to. Now they waiting to see results to happen in their life. Some folks is on the way. Some folks has just been praying time after time, fasting time after time. Now we ready to see some results in our life, and it's going to take what, y'all? Consistency. Consistency. We have to be consistent. We have to be consistent. So therefore, it brings us into the place, right? It brings us into a place where we got the foundation, relationship of God. The structure is the word of God. Amen. Understanding the word of God for your life, and also accountability, accountability to where we begin to cover ourselves with accountability. Y'all hear me? And now we able to protect the house, protect the blessing, protect everything that God put inside of us. So now, since I got this house and I got the structure, I got a plan, I got a goal, it's time to do what? Work. It's time to go to work. It's time to go to work within yourself. What is the work? The work might be you trying to accomplish whatever the structure or whatever the word of God is in your life. What is it? It's healing. Well, it's healing. Well, in that category of your healing, what you need to be healing, what you need a healing for? Oh my God. So we got to look at what you need a healing for. How can you get this healing? Regardless of what the doctor says, this is what I'm going to do research. Holy Ghost, show me. Show me. And now if it says, well, you need to get your body in good health, you need to eat vitamins, guess what? This is the work that I'm going to put in. So now I put this work in, eating right, exercising, doing these things, plus with what? With prayer. So I'm going to consistently do these things until, watch this, my breakthrough or my prayer gets answer. Y'all hear me? This is prayer without ceasing. It's not so much of me laying on my face and just saying, Shataroho nana mashiande. It's my, I'm making my request known, not only verbally, but I'm also making my request known physically. You got to understand, you are a walking prayer tower. Once you begin to apply and apply what you asking God for, now you begin to consistently walk in it. You are consistently walking in your prayer. Let me help you for a minute. I hope I'm going slow enough for we can begin to bombard heaven and pray for this. Y'all hear me? Well, what are you saying, Pastor? Well, if you asking God for a financial turnaround, what is your financial turnaround? How does this look? What does this look like in the natural? All right? We have what we look, we know what it looks like spiritually, but the question is, what does your financial turnaround look like in the natural? What do you have? Do you have employment? See, we have to understand everything that God's going to bless us through is already our avenue here in this world. Financially, regardless if it's your Social Security, disability, it doesn't matter. These are avenues financially that you are getting blessed by, blessed through to take care of you. So the question is, what does this look like in the natural? Do you have a job? Do you got a business plan? What do you have structure? Y'all hear me? Here we go again. What do you have structure for God to begin to bless you in that area? So you got to imagine this. Everything in your life is consists of a shelter. You got to be able to hold these things. You got to be able to hold these blessings. You got a shelter or a structure for your healing, for your miracle, for your deliverance. Y'all hear me? For your blessings, for prosperity, you have a structure for everything in your life. And now you got to, God, what it looks like. Amen. So many people stop in the spiritual part, but they don't continue to go forward in the natural realm. And they don't see the manifestation, because the manifestation, it happens in the spirit. It happens in the natural. Y'all hear me? Manifestation happens in the natural. It get released, yes, spiritually, but I got to take what is released spiritually, bring it into the natural, and that way I can begin to enjoy it while I'm here on this earth. Pastor, why is that so important? Because we have not transitioned fully into spiritual beings. We still natural flesh and blood individuals. So therefore, for me to get my blessing, I need to get it from the spirit realm and bring it over here into the natural. And once I learn how to, walk into manifestation of my blessing, y'all hear me this morning, once I learn how to walk in manifestation of my blessing, now I can begin to see results happening in my life. Now I'm going to get ready to see different things to turn around in my life. You're going to get ready to see things going to get ready to happen to you in your life. This is why we got to have a balance with the spirit. And we got to have the balance with the spirit realm and also in this world as well. The same way you begin to pray faithfully and begin to hope and begin to believe God faithfully spiritual, we have to begin to put the work consistently natural, because that's where the manifestation going to get ready to come in. And it's just like this here. If you know you believe in God for a blessing or you believe in God for a healing, that's spiritual. Natural, what does this look like? Baby, natural, what it going to look like? I'm going to get ready to take care of my body. I'm going to take care of this. I'm not losing weight for a New Year's resolution. Baby, this is my health. This is my life. I don't got time to deal with y'all New Year's resolution. I got something that I'm trying to get from God. I got a question this morning. Is there anybody, my God, on here this morning say, you know what, Pastor? I'm sick and tired of these New Year's resolutions. I got something that I want to get from God. I got something that I need to receive from God. I don't got time to play with the world, charismaticities and all this kind of stuff. I want something from God, and I'm telling you that this morning, it's going to take consistency. It's going to take, when you don't see no result, you still pushing. It's going to take, even though you've been praying, you've been working it, you've been trying to, my God, you've been in the trenches with it 2 and 3 months down the road, and you still have not seen nothing. It's going to take you keep on going. It's going to take no matter what. So mentally, I pray in the name of Jesus that the Holy Ghost begin to prepare us no matter how long it takes. Our timing that we are waiting on is the timing of God. But we're going to walk and believe that it's going to be so. I wish I had folks, my God Almighty, up and ready for what God is releasing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Consistency. Consistent. We have to be consistent. We cannot go and stop. I know you're believing, you're hoping, but baby, don't let that drive go out. Yes, you're praying for it in the spirit realm, but what are you doing naturally? Yes, yes, you want to change your careers. Okay, now you don't enroll into a school. You just can't give up on that school. I know you're tired. I know you just say, man, it's been too hard. I know you saying this consistency. My God, this is why. This is how we're going to pray to get a breakthrough. You got to understand something. Pray to get a breakthrough. We only lock into the spiritual realm, but we got to understand we are not living fully spiritual. We are natural individuals. I got a question this morning, and I'm pretty sure everyone can answer this. I got a question. Where do you need your healing at? If you need a healing in your body, do you need a healing in the spiritual realm in your body, or you need a healing in the natural of your body? Where you did need a financial breakthrough at? Do you need a financial breakthrough in the spirit realm, or you need a financial breakthrough in the natural realm where you could go to your bank account and you could see the number is there? Y'all about to talk to me. I need some real folks. Y'all about to talk to me this morning. Amen. Where do you need all your blessings? Where do you need the Spirit of the Lord to continue to take care of you, take care of your family? Where do you need to be made whole at? I understand you can be made whole spiritually, but I'm here to tell you, what about your natural life? Don't you need to be made whole naturally? Ain't some of you all been busted, broke, busted, and discussed it where? Naturally. Ain't some of you all been hurt where? Naturally. At the end of the day, your spirit is already made whole, brothers and sisters. When God done created and he created your spirit is already made whole. These are the elements going to go once we transition from this body and leave and transition to the next. This is what going to go back towards heaven. And at the end of the day, your spirit is already made whole. Your spirit don't need no work on it. Amen. We need some work on this natural body. So therefore, we need to have a balance. And I pray in the name of Jesus in 2023. Matter of fact, Holy Ghost, before this year is out, you're going to begin to download inside of us information for we can begin to have balance, balance in our life, balance in this world, for we can begin to see all the blessings that you have for us. Even though we're believing, we walk in faith and spiritual, but teach us how to believe and walk in faith naturally, because we refuse to miss any of the blessing. We refuse to miss any of the deliverance and any of the healings in this time. The same way you begin to pour out on different men and women in the Bible, my God, regardless of what translation it may be, you say you don't have no respectable person, therefore we shall walk as well. I'm already claiming it. I'm already receiving it. I'm already claiming my healing, and I already received it. I'm already claiming my my blessing, and I already received it. I'm already claiming my prosperity, and I already receiving it. Is there anybody this morning, are you claiming it, and have you already received it? Have you claimed it, then you receive it. I dare whatever you want tonight, whatever you want this morning, I dare you in your living room, in your home, I don't care if you're laying in your bed, you go ahead and speak it, go ahead and claim it, and just say, Lord, I receive it. I speak my healing, and I receive my healing. I speak my financial breakthrough, I receive my financial breakthrough. I speak my miracle, and I receive my miracle. You go ahead and receive it. Hallelujah. Listen, y'all, my God, once you don't claim it, once you don't claim it, once you don't receive it, somebody say spiritual. That's my faith. My faith. My God, I walk by faith, not by sight. That's my faith. Faith is the substance of things to hope for, the evidence of things that is not seen. That's my faith. So now I need to take what I claim and what I receive. I need to pull it from the spiritual realm, my God, and bring it here into the natural. This is where it takes work. This is where it takes laboring. This is where it takes, I'm not going to stop until I see these things accomplished. I'm not going to stop. Somebody need to be like that. I get all these reports, but I'm not going to stop until I get my health together, until I see my breakthrough, until I see the different things that God having for me that he already spoken to me in my life. I'm not going to stop. And this is where so many of you begin to have a good start, but the momentum begin to run out in your life. And this is where I take a stand, my God, on this morning to help pray for you and also to lift you up, because no longer you're going to have momentum to run out of your life, to run out of your walk, to run out of your worship, to run out of your prayer, to run out of your belief, to run out of your working ability, to run out of the ability that you can pull for whatever is in the spirit and bring it into the natural. I pray that no longer the enemy going to try to wear you out and try to make you tired. This right here, you are ready to endure whatever timing it has to take. And one thing that we do know, as we weigh in on God, I'm not worrying about leaving this earth. As I'm weighing on God, you don't have to worry about you going to lose anything. As you're weighing on God, my God Almighty, is there anybody there this morning? I feel this thing in my bones. As you're weighing on God, you don't have to worry about things, my God, finna get out of control. You sitting there and waiting. As you're waiting, you are working it. As you're working it, you are believing. As you're believing that the manifestation is going to come through, and you are not going to get tired. You're not going to get tired of praying. You're not going to get tired of fasting. You're not going to get tired seeking the face of God. You're not going to get tired getting up and going to work. You're not going to get tired, by God Almighty, exercising, bringing your health back in a proper perspective. No matter how tough it gets, no matter how sore your muscles may ache, you're going to keep going. You are not worrying about the pain this time, because your life was filled with pain. Your years that you walked was filled with pain. And at the end of the day, you don't become numb to the pain, and you are looking for the blessings that God has for you. I declare and decree, and I speak it into your spirit, that you're going to be individuals that are driven, not only driven in the spirit realm, but you are driven in the natural. You're going to be individuals not only educated spiritually, but you're going to be educated and walk with wisdom naturally, because this is your season, and after every season, you are not going to get tired this time. You are not going to have support system that is going to support you on the sideline, going to tell you, come on, baby, to get some rest. You don't got time to rest, because my Bible tells me, work while it's day, because when night coming, no man shall work. And longest I'm in the care of the living God, I got to keep going. I got to keep moving. I get your wisdom coat. I get your wisdom speech. But until I get to my destination, I'm not going to quit. Hallelujah. We're going to block out. Y'all, I feel like I'm going to go. I'm Ahayabashian Rosiande Rondirasi. We're going to block out this year. We're going to block out. We're going to block out all these quotations, even though they sound good. But we ain't going to receive it. We're going to block out everything to tell us to slow down. Make sure you get you some rest, baby. Make sure you get you some rest. I get that. But I'm on a mission right now. I'm on a mission. And when I accomplish that mission, that's when I get my rest. When I accomplish that mission, that's when God's going to give me that break. When I accomplish that mission, that's when I could go on my vacation. But until then, I got to work. Until then, I got to put in. Why? Because, baby, while I'm resting, tomorrow is not promised to no man. Y'all about to hear me. So while I'm up getting into good now, let me go ahead and get it. Because in the midst, while you're in the midst of your goals, while you're in the midst of your working season, while you're in the midst of your season to where you are accomplished different things, that's what the enemy wants you to do, to slow down. That's what he wants you to do. So now watch this. When your flesh hear this, oh, you better get you, the flesh sprouts up. Say, yeah, this is what I've been telling you. You need to go ahead and lay down. No, 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 no. We don't rest until we finish the goal. We don't rest until we finish the assignment. We don't rest until I see that blessing come in there. This is what prayer without ceasing means. Y'all hear me? This is what prayer without ceasing. I'm not going to quit. It's not going to happen. No, I can't rest right now. Because why? My body is still, the doctor's report did not come back negative yet. I'm still waiting on my negative report. I'm still waiting on now. I don't know what happened. Everything is gone. I cannot rest right because why? My life is on the line. I can't rest right now because the things that I'm hoping and believing for, it's on the line right now. I can't rest right now. Let me accomplish what needs to be accomplished. Let me go ahead and endure what it needs to endure. I can't rest in between these settings because that gives the enemy enough time to get up on my trail. And I refuse to let him get on my trail anymore. I got to keep going. Even though I probably can't jog like I used to, but baby, I can give him a fast walk. I can give a fast walk because the race ain't given to the swift or the strong, but he that endured to the end. So it doesn't matter how I get the, how I finish. All that is about, I keep going. All that is matters in this season, you keep going. I don't care if you got a slow walk. I don't care if you got a slow crawl. You keep going. You keep going. I had individual used to ask me in the first lady, say, when do y'all get y'all rest? I say, believe it or not, we resting now. How y'all resting? Y'all keep going. Because things don't slow down for us. That's rest. Because things don't slow down for us. Resting is not a place where everything completely stops. No, we don't want to stop. We can have things to slow down. Let me catch my breath. Then once I get it, I speed right back up. If anybody ever ran before, jogged before, you know, once you done got a little fatigue, what you do? You slow down. You go into a little walk. You throw your hands up on top of your head, and you just walk. And once you don't catch your wind again, you start back jogging. You start back going. And once it gets a little tough again, you go back into your little walk. Catch your wind again. Then you start back jogging. You don't quit. You don't even sit down until the what? The race is finished. The race is finished. Hallelujah. My goodness, my God. I hope I'm helping somebody tonight or this morning or whatever it is right now. My God, you don't stop. You don't finish until the race is done. Consistency. We'll not listen to all this other stuff no more. Because at the end of the day, if it was so, you'll begin to walk into the place where you need to walk in at. Consistency this time. Consistency this time. Consistency in the natural. We're not going to stop. You don't need to stop. We're going to walk with consistency. We'll rest once we get to the finish line. We'll rest once we accomplish whatever goal needs to be accomplished. So go ahead and get your goal in mind. Let's focus on one area at a time. One area at a time. If it's your healing, let's focus on that. What the enemy tries to do, he tries to allow you to see, he tries to open up everything for you and want you to see everything that you need to work on. So now you scatter, you scratch thin because you're trying to work on everything. No. Let's work on one thing at a time. If it's your healing you need, let's focus on the healing. Let's focus on the healing. Let's work that naturally. We're going to work that spiritually. And we're going to keep it going consistently until I get my healing. Y'all hear me? Whatever it takes, I'm going to get it. If it's financially, we're going to work on it spiritually. And we're also going to work on naturally until my financial turns around the way it needs to turn around. So we're going to focus in one category. We're going to accomplish in that category before we move on to another. We're not going to allow the enemy to have us scatter all over the place. We ain't going to be all over the place. And this time, we ain't going to slow up. We ain't going to give up. We ain't going to pull over to the side of the road and say, I need a breath. No. You better ask the Holy Ghost give you a Red Bull or something in the spirit realm. They'll prep you right back up because you cannot stop until you receive what you are praying for. We all pray without ceasing. Y'all hear me this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, I'm going to get ready to go and let y'all go ahead and get those some rest. But we have to pray without ceasing. Whatever it takes, that's what we got to do. Whatever it takes. Don't listen to individuals anymore. Don't listen to individuals that doesn't have a good spiritual work ethic. I'm not talking about just in the morning time or during the day. No, I'm talking about good work ethic 24/7, 7 days a week. We're going to keep moving. We're going to keep going. Listen, God bless you all. I see y'all later on in the day. I thank you all. Let's go. Consistency. Let's keep moving. God bless you.